all who desire to know Him. But you have to leave all the non-gods and come to the true God. Even your own poets have said, we also are His offspring. That is the recognition of some poets of ancient times who sought to communicate that the true God made them and cannot be a God they made. That's pretty good, isn't it? Pretty basic. You can't make the God who made you. Those two poets were actually Epimenides and Aratus, who showed that God, the true God, can be seen in His creation. They followed natural reason, cause and effect, back to the original cause. If that is true, if God made us, then all idolatry is eliminated. You can't, as Isaiah 44 says, take a piece of wood, use part of that wood to cook dinner and the other part to make a god, and then worship it as if it created you. There is one God, the Eternal Spirit, who is creator and ruler of the universe, who is sustainer of the universe, who is sovereign over the universe, who is knowable. He is the Eternal Spirit, the one true God responsible for absolutely everything. He is knowable. He is near. You live and move in His power. Third thing, God has spoken. This is really good news. God has spoken. Verse 29, being then the children of God, we ought not to think that the divine nature is like gold or silver or stone, an image formed by the art and thought of man. I mean, how stupid is that? You can't make a God and then say that God made you. But that's the way it's been in the world. Instead of the nations of the world seeking God, groping, desiring to find Him, and He's near, He let them go their own way, and they went away from Him. And they made gods. They were idolatrous. Again, Romans chapter 1. And the stupidity of it is clear in that one statement of verse 29. But God didn't leave us with no help. Verse 30 says, therefore, having overlooked the times of ignorance, God is now declaring to men that all people everywhere should repent. God is now declaring. Wow, that's good news. God has spoken. Many of those Greeks, like their poets, may have kind of been at point two.